I'm sorry again for the delay in posting another episode of Season 2. My wife and I are starting a new kind of adventure. We're attempting the snowbird type of life. We've had a great time so far. We're here in Overton, Nevada, and are enjoying the warmth and sunshine here in the high desert. I have to say, though, that the motor coach here is not soundproof, and this is my sound studio now. And so there's going to be a few background noises here and there, the highway going right by and people moving in and out of the park and birds squawking outside and a few things going on. So if you hear some extra curricular noise, forgive me and hope you can bear with it and it's not too much of a distraction. Brenna and I have been sleeping so much better here than in the high mountain valleys of Utah. In Marysville, we have an elevation of about 5,995. And here in Moapa Valley, the elevation is about 1,268 feet. Quite a difference. And it seems to be making a big difference in the way we sleep and feel. So now that we are settled in a little, maybe I can get back to doing some of the episodes of healing. The title of this episode is Quid ad Deo dignum est, omnia ad nobis. Let me translate this for you. Those of you who may be fluent in Latin, please forgive me if my translation is a bit loose, but according to Google, it means anything from God is worth everything from us. Now, anything from God does not mean worldly things. I'm not talking about money, fame, and possession. When you are seeking worldly things, when you are seeking fame and fortune and money, many are drawn to worldly ways of obtaining these things. Something that I have noticed throughout my life is that some people say that it doesn't matter how you obtain something as long as it's in the name of business. I'm sure that there are other rationalizations that people use to help them feel better about how they have obtained the almighty dollar. But I am talking about things we have had, things that we have, and things that we want to have that are good, wholesome, and righteous. We have to be willing to seek after things that will help others, things that will be of the most value to our spiritual well-being, things that will bring us and our families and friends and others around us true happiness and joy, and finally, things that will eventually lead us back to our Heavenly Father. Matthew 6, verse 33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Christ is saying that our earthly needs will be provided for us, and we will have what we need and desire in righteousness. Do what God has asked us to do, and seek his kingdom first and foremost, and then the other things that we need will be given to us. If we need to stay here on this earth to finish our mission here, or if we are released from this earthly calling to go to another place and serve our Heavenly Father, it doesn't matter. We need to remember this. God is writing our script. Keep our heart and soul focused on serving God, and all other things will be provided to us for our good on this earth. What's good for us on this earth does not always include money, fame, and possessions. Seek the teachings of Jesus Christ and learn what he has done for us. He is our shepherd. He will guide us through this life. It doesn't matter what trials we are called to endure, how hard we may think it is, or if we think we're being picked on. Christ is there for us, and he loves us. And these things are and will be for our good and progression along this road we call life. Quid ad Deo dignum est, omnia ad nobis. The Lord is my shepherd, and he shall comfort me. He'll help me on the path of life, with love he'll help me see. That he is my shepherd, no evil shall I fear. With scriptures there, through faith and prayer, the Lord is always near. He will guide me every day. He will be my constant friend. He will help me find the way, and I will serve him to the end. The Lord's my shepherd. I know it's true. And I know if you will let him in your heart, he'll shepherd you. The Lord is my shepherd, through green pastures he will lead. And if I always follow, he'll fulfill my every need. The Lord is my shepherd, and he will set me free. If I will listen when he calls and says, come follow me, he will guide me every day. He will be my constant friend. He will help me find the way. I will serve him to the end. The Lord's my shepherd. I know it's true. And I know if you will let him in your heart, he'll shepherd you. He will guide you every day. He will be your constant friend. He will help you find the way. And we will serve him to the end. The Lord's my shepherd. I know it's true. And I know if you will let him in your heart, he'll shepherd you. Quia Deo dignum est omnia a nobis. He'll shepherd you, he'll shepherd you. So, as we go down life's road, we need to turn the navigation over to our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is there for us, and he will help us along our journey. Now, back to the topic of cancer. There have been so many people battling this disease, and so many more to come. I've tried to make a list of people I have known throughout my life who have had cancer. I've come up with 72 names, and I know that I've missed some.
I've had some family and friends who have suffered with cancer and never gave in. Some are still fighting while some have just started, but even when death called, God gave them the win. Deanna, Tommy, Estella, and Randy, Rick, Joanne, and Gary, Tabitha too, Michael and Roger, Blair, Kim, and Marja, Doug, Ron, and Christy, Outy, and Josh, Jim, Dan, and JL, Peggy, and Randall, Tammy, Nancy, Tony, and Paul, Kenneth and David, Judy and Mavis, Kenny and Sherry, Elena and Paul, Jonana, Kelly, McVoy, Paul and Nancy, Lois and Donna, and Lois and Richard, Cliff, Rel and Kathy, Amy and Zach, Adrian, Sherry, and Mitzi, and Kelly, Marilyn, Clifford, Dean, Lynn, and Byron, Dee, and Jim, and Jacob, Carol, and Mark, Marva, Pratt, Kent, and Kendra, Brenda, and Ollie, Dave, Chris, and DeVere. These are some friends who have faced off with cancer. Some won their battle while God called some home. Some are still fighting while some have just started, but God will give each one a joy that's unknown.
Between now and my next episode, I'll be talking with some of those people or members of their family mentioned in this song. I would like them to write down some of their stories for me to share with you. Everyone has a story. Everyone who has had cancer has staged their battles differently. They have done the best they could, considering the circumstances they have been handed. If you are listening to my podcast, I would hope that you can glean something from what worked for me and use it to help you with your run against cancer. The same thing applies to those who will write down and share part of their battle with you. Find out what works for others and then share your ideas with someone you know who is going through what you are. Please feel free to share your story with me, even if I missed contacting you. I would be glad to share your thoughts with our listeners. Just email it to doug4brenda@gmail.com. That's Doug, then the number 4, brenda@gmail.com. I'll be waiting to hear from you and to read your story and share it on this podcast. I might mention, before we end this episode, I recently had a blood test to see how things were going in my fight with cancer. I've been pronounced cancer-free a couple of years ago. And of course, it came back into my lung, and I had to have part of my lung removed to get rid of that particular nodule that was in there. And they tested my blood now to see if there's any other problems, and the blood test came back positive. There is something else going on. So I'm going to have some more, some sort of a program, some more treatments of some sort to continue this fight. These little cancer cells seem to get around, and they are sneaky. And sometimes you can't stop them with one or two pieces of artillery or whatever you have to fight them with. And it's come back again. This is the second time. And we're going to have to find out what's going on. But I'll let you know what's happening. And I may be a while before we come back with another episode. But remember that I'm thinking about you and praying for you, and especially those of you who are fighting this terrible battle. It's something that that is always on our mind and will never go away. God bless you all. And remember that Brenda and I love you and appreciate the things that you do and your willingness to keep fighting and letting our Heavenly Father help you in this battle.